hire is one for the future. It's been all change at the academy this month. We've got our former host Andy Kelly is now the interim press officer at Liverpool. So I'm Josh Sexton, and I'm now stepping in for the foreseeable future at least. I've got an esteemed cast with me today though. I've got John Gibbons, I've got Neil Jones from Goal.com, and I've got Glenn Price, famously of ESPN fame. So all change at the academy. Then it's been a rather quiet month if you want to call it that. The under 18s have been advancing in the FA Youth Cup. They went all the way over to Stuttgart. Snowy Stuttgart and won an indoor six-a-side tournament over there. Rafa Camacho, Curtis Jones and Keanu Hoover all made their senior debuts in the FA Cup against Wolves. On their return from Germany, the under-18s beat Sunderland to go top of the league. The under-23s drew with Brighton after Hoover was controversially sent off. They then drew with West Brom to make it their fourth 1-1 draw in a row in all competitions. And then just last night, the under-18s beat Accrington Stanley 4-0 to secure a fifth round tie against Wigan. First, Neil, the game against Portsmouth sort of sums up the under-18s so far this season. Goals at both ends, lots of excitement, and Bobby Duncan starring again.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of those games that looked for a long time like it was going to be a walk in the park, a bit like last night's game ended up, but they left the door open a little bit and Portsmouth got in, and in the end it was a relief that they avoided extra time and potentially penalties with Bobby getting the last minute winner. It's always entertaining watching the 18s this season, isn't it? You know, there's always goals. I think, you know, you look at the front two from last night, now I've got 39 between them in all comps, and I think that's more than Liverpool's top two scorers in the first team. So that's pretty impressive, to say the least. And Barry was saying about, you know, maybe they got a bit complacent. I think he was sort of moving away from the word complacent, but I think it got a little bit too easy for them. When the game loses a bit of intensity and your levels drop a little bit, suddenly Portsmouth are the way back in, and almost, you know, credit to them. You know, they're not obviously the most famed youth side in the country, but they give Liverpool an almighty fright. And as you've seen already this season, you know, a couple of shock results in the Youth Cup. Chelsea out, Manchester United out. At least Liverpool are still in the hat.